What do you think the Prophet ﷺ had in his house, furniture, and compared to our homes and how many couches we have and how many tables and how many things we don't even use? I know we have so much furniture that most of the time we don't even use. The Prophet ﷺ had three pieces of furniture. A bed, and the bed was made of fiber, by the way. Something that is very uncomfortable. It's not like, you know, silk or anything or whatever we have now, water beds and stuff like that. That was made of fiber. And a hasir, which is a small carpet, and a jar of water. That's all they had. That's all that the house of the Prophet ﷺ. Even some of the companions say, when we enter the house of the Prophet, we can touch the ceiling. Which means even the ceiling is low. It's not that big of a house. And we know the Prophet ﷺ, if he wanted, he could have lived in a castle. But he chose that way. Of course, I don't want anyone to understand that buying expensive furniture and, you know, having something good is haram. I'm not saying that. I never said that. But overdoing it is always wrong. Now, how much was the mahr? And this is very important because a lot of people think the mahr reflects the value of the bride. Which means if I ask for a lot of money, that means I love my daughter more. And if I ask for 10, 20, 30,000, I have been doing a lot of nikahs. And I always see the mahr because I have to write that the mahr amount on the document. And I was surprised sometimes with $20,000 and $25,000 as mahr. Let's remember the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You want to follow the sunnah? The Prophet paid Abu Bakr as-Siddiq for Aisha's mahr 500 dirham. 500 dirham. So if you want to follow the sunnah, and we always say, the Prophet ﷺ says, the less the mahr was, the more barakah you have in your marriage. And people do not understand that. They think if I ask for a little mahr, that means my daughter does not mean much. That's the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You cannot be, your daughter cannot be better than Aisha. And the husband cannot be better than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why do we ask too much and we make? And I have said it before. The halal, the haram is very easy. Why are we making the halal hard? That is the problem. Why are we pushing our youth towards doing the haram when we make the halal very difficult for them? We ask for a lot of things. You have a house and a car and a job and how much money you have in the bank. All these things. It's good. To make sure your daughter will be, inshallah, living an honorable, respectful life. But again, listen to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, in spite of all of this, the love between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aisha was a story to be told. People will be talking. Even Anas ibn Malik, he said, the first love in Islam. Just imagine how he states it, by the way. That's exactly what he says. أول حب في الإسلام. The first love in Islam is the love of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Aisha bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anha. Even through that, Aisha, and you see in a lot of hadith, instead of saying an Aisha, the narrator is Aisha, they call her Habibatu Habibullah. Habibatu Habibullah, which means who is Habibullah, the beloved one to Allah? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the one that is beloved to him is Aisha. So they call her the beloved one to the beloved one to Allah. So you see a lot of hadith says narrated by the beloved one to the beloved one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, you see how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Aisha radiyallahu anha. And we said the hadith before, there was a big battle called the Ma'arakat Dhatul Salasil, the battle of Dhatul Salasil. And Amr ibn al-As was the leader of that battle and the Muslims were victorious in that battle big time. Amr ibn al-As came back to Medina, victorious, very happy. The Prophet ﷺ welcomed him in a way that he never welcomed him before. And the Prophet was very happy with Amr ibn al-As. And Amr ibn al-As thought that this will be a great chance to ask the Prophet ﷺ how much he loves him. Right? And he was sitting in the masjid with all the companions. And Amr ibn al-As, and again, Amr ibn al-As is a very intelligent man. He will not put himself in trouble. He will not put himself in an embarrassing situation. He said, O Prophet of Allah, who is the one that you love the most? Of course, he was expecting to say, you, right? He came victorious. The Prophet loves him. He did great. The Prophet ﷺ said, Aisha, radiyallahu anha. Imagine, this is a big thing, by the way. The Prophet ﷺ, the one I love, he said, the one I love the most is Aisha. So Amr ibn al-As said, no, I'm not asking you about the woman. I'm asking you about the men. Who's the one you love the most from the men? He said, her father, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiyallahu anha. So he said, okay, who comes second? Of course, Amr ibn al-As, every time he's asking, he's hoping that it's going to be me, right? So who's second? He said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. He said, okay, who's third? Uthman ibn Affan. Who's fourth? Ali ibn Abi Talib. Who's fifth? Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Who's sixth? So Amr ibn al-As said, he named 20 people for me. And then I said, I am sure I am the 21st, but I'm not going to ask. I am sure I'm going to be next, but I don't have to make sure it's okay. I'm not going to ask more than that. But just again, when was the last time when an important man came on national TV and he said, the one I love the most is my wife? The Prophet ﷺ was in public. And when he was asked, who do you love the most? He was not embarrassed or shy to say, I love my wife the most, Aisha radiallahu anha.